Instead, we got to hear Ray talk about, you know, plugging in his Yeti.
Nice.
Testes, testes.
1, 2, 3. 3?
Question mark?
That is way better. All right, now.
When Eddie said he didn't like his Yeti, you knew he wasn't a good kid.
Now recording.
Quiet, MeBot.
Sounds just like you.
It does. It's identical.
Craigbot is in for the win. Nope, it's Alpha.
I think it's a, you know, bang recording. Make sure you don't miss it. 5-0 Yankees at this point.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I thought they were just going to wrap this up, this game.
I hope they were going to do that yesterday, and they failed.
Mm.
Although I did like the goons out in the right field trying to steal the guy's glove, the ball, the everything they could get a hold of. That was awesome.
Man, I suppose you could call it awesome. I would disagree, but...
No, that goon's face is going to be like a hero in New York City for ages to come.
I feel like that behavior does not deserve to be rewarded, but
They did get their season tickets revoked, at least for the playoffs. So they weren't allowed to come back, because him and his buddy were season ticket holders.
Okay.
So I bet they're sitting in a bar somewhere at this moment getting free beers.
Yuck. I'd say to that.
No, thank you. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
All right. Ray, you ready? Pass.
Oh, I think so.
All right. Ian's always ready. I don't have to worry about him.
But totally.
Okay. I was enjoying a nice, refreshing birch beer here, thinking of you.
Oh, nice.
One of those white ones from Weiss Market.
Oh.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 441st installment of the Puzzle Warriors. Isn't that a battalion or something? The 441st?
I don't know.
Is that from an episode of MASH? I don't know.
Yeah, that does not ring a bell to me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
There's a 441st troop carrier group. So...
Oh, clearly. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, they are my favorite battalion group travel arrangement. I don't know. They have those people carriers like you used to get in G.I. Joe, those things.
That thing was massive. Nobody bought that.
Oh, we had one. It was great.
Where did you put it? Like,
it wasn't what was the big one? The aircraft carrier was the big one.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah, that thing was stupid enormous. The people carrier only held like, I don't know, maybe in the back, maybe 8 Joes on each side. Maybe like 16, 18 okay. people. Yeah. Had like the you know, the tent cover on top that was, you know, with just one molded piece of plastic that you just pulled off.
Right. Now, I was definitely thinking about the carrier.
Yeah, the aircraft carrier was, I don't know anyone who ever had the aircraft carrier. It looked like it would take up my whole bedroom. Like, crazy big. Anyway, that's what she said. Ray, Ian, how you doing?
A plus.
That was a different intro. Hi.
Sorry, I got distracted. This is the week of 10:30 to 11:06. Happy Halloween, peoples.
Right on.
Let's go into the 7-day 4-star cruise. Out of Titans. So, this week's... Has everybody played this week's?
I may have. Tell me more.
And are you incredibly frustrated by trying to use Blob to do anything?
Nope, that must have been last week's that I did. I haven't tried this one yet.
Oh, Ian.
Good luck, Ian.
This is not fun. Okay.
I don't think I have Blob at champion, so I'm probably not going to win.
No,
I think I played Blob versus Ronin 20 times.
Really?
It is terrible.
Yeah, I don't think 3-2-3 is cutting it.
No, I don't think so either. I'm only 15 levels ahead of you, and I mean, I did have to play against Ronin 3 times, but on the third time, I was able to... he kept putting out the attack tiles on the third time, and I just would, like, match them down to the bottom so that Blob's other powers could actually do something.
From what I can tell, that's the only way to win, is to have him effectively kill himself.
Right.
Yeah. And hope he doesn't get off the power that, like, stunlocks you, because then you're just boned.
Yeah, his actual, the green, the power that, you know, is an active power, useless. All right, not useless, but next to useless. it was a slog, for sure.
Well, the green is to get the special tiles at the bottom, but yeah, when Ronin whacks you with the, you're stunned. Oh,
well,
spacious.
Well, and both those characters, whether you're fighting Juggernaut or Ronin, they both match green well before you get a chance to. I hardly ever had enough green to make a match.
Yeah, when I finally won, I just made, like, I did nothing but match greens the entire game. Let him finally get out some strike tiles and then green them all the way to the bottom. so I could at least do some damage. Right. I just kept trying to repeat that. So all I did was match green the whole game.
And yeah, Ronan's stun is just, you just give up.
Brutal. Yeah, that's going to be a rough one there for you, Ian.
Sartub points out
maybe,
once again.
Maybe you get really lucky. I don't know. It was brutal for me.
Sartub points out once again, Taskmaster Sword. It helps.
Yeah.
That's all, I agree. I just, I don't know. These next 2 weeks, I feel like I'm going to be in the weeds a little bit.
Next week, it appears to be Negasonic versus Jujubes. So you just need to, like, what's the one where she turns into a cannonball kind of thing and flies across the screen? Is that green?
I don't know which one it is. I don't recall.
There's no chance, because that's the only ability I have at 5.
Oh, so it must be the red one then, because you only got one of those.
Yep, I got 5, 1, 2, so it's got to, the effective one has to be red. It just seems logical.
Your Negasonic's even in the poop house. I like that, too.
Yeah.
All right, hopefully you can win that one. In Story World, Honor Among Thieves is running Honey Badger, Purple Man, some Agatha Shards. Placement is Lady Octopus and Hot Pool. Anniversary season's still running. I think zombies are still running. We'll talk about the zombie contest here a little bit later. Behold Thanos is the PvP. Thanos, Rai, Will I Am's. Placement is Baby Groot and Silver Surfer. So Ian, last week, or 2 weeks ago, it's all blurred together for me. They put out a new Ghost Rider, and you threw out a name that I didn't know and thought it would, and hoped it was that Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
What was that name?
Dan Ketch.
Aha! Uh-huh. So there's a new Ghost Rider.
Yes!
Still not that guy.
Oh, come on.
It is
I'm more
Ghost
disappointed
Rider.
In Craig in that presentation than...
It is the 2099th Ghost Rider, Zero Cochran.
Oh, come on. It's like... It's like the devs came over and they were like, Ian, we brought cupcakes. Vegan cupcakes. Come on, guys.
All the chocolate is carob. Oh. That's only good in sixlets.
Just give me regular Hostess cupcakes, please.
Because sixlets are delicious. But
ew, sixlets are not delicious.
Sixlets are delicious. That's the only time a carob is acceptable.
I don't think they're ever good.
I love sixlets.
If I find any in my son's Halloween candy, I will revisit them, but I don't
know.
Oh,
I thought you were
going to
bring them for me. I was getting super excited there.
No, get your own sixlets.
They're hard to find.
It's because they're gross and no one wants to carry them because they make you no money.
Nope, they're delicious. All right, let's look at this Zero guy. Red, called Saw and Claw, for 8 red. Select a column, then destroy that column and deal 176 damage. If the enemy has more special tiles than you, destroy another 1 random row, prioritizing those with enemy special tiles, and deal another hit of 176 damage. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. As you go up at level 2, it's affecting 2 other rows, and then after that it is just damage increases. So that is a 8 red counter, I guess, to your... Polaris teams, right? Gonna blow up some columns, get rid of all the special tiles.
Yeah.
All right. The Black Power, Rage Against the System for 5 black. Drain 1 AP from each of Ghost Rider's weakest colors, then generate a 3-turn countdown tile that converts 3 AP among his weakest colors into his strongest colors. When this tile is on the board, allies gain a 15% damage bonus and burst heal when they make a match or fire an ability. Well, I suppose that's all well and good unless their abilities are in the colors that you're draining all the AP from. I don't like that. Passively, Ghost Rider takes 15% less damage and deals 10% more damage if the enemy has more AP than you.
Huh.
All right, that's nice. Going up in level, at level 5, it is getting to be a 60% damage bonus. The healing is more. He's taking 50% less damage and dealing 50% more damage. That's pretty significant. All right, you're going to want 5 there. All right, I don't even know what the third power is. He's already 355. What's the third power? Visage of Vengeance, or Visage of Vengeance, if you like, for 6 purple. Ghost Rider turns invisible for 1 turn. When Ghost Rider makes a match or fires a power, if an enemy is higher level than him, he deals 6% damage, ignoring projectiles. If he's invisible, he also turns visible and stuns the target for 2 turns. 6% is like 6% of their max? 6% of their current? 6% of what? Oh my, level 5 though, you're going invisible for 5 turns, while stunning for 3 turns. and the damage is up to 13%. Yeah, totally a 355.
But 13% of what?
Is it their current hit points? I'm assuming that's what it's going for. Kind of like, Deadpool Sword Slash, right?
Right. I mean, yes, that would make sense.
Yeah, but it'd be nice if it, you know, said that.
Hmm.
Let's see what we got here. He will be showing up in covers and shards in placement rewards in Infinite Pursuit that starts on Halloween and runs till the 4th. The Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. will start on the 3rd and run through the 8th. He also appears as covers and shards in Strange Sights running the 4th to the 7th. Versus covers and shards in Blue Shift, and appears that his is going to be called Firewall, running the 3rd through the 6th, covers and shards there. Ghost Rider and Friends Vault running the 5th to the 8th. In that vault is a Ghost Rider 2099, a Ghost Rider Johnny Blaze, and a random other 4-star. So, there you go. Another not the guy Ian wants, Ghost Rider.
Nice. He's a 4-star?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Then...
Is there a 3-star Ghost Rider that I've forgotten about?
I don't think so. No, because the new one was just 5-star, right?
Well, this one is a 5... No, the new one was a 2-star.
Yeah. Oh, it was a 2-star.
Yeah. Robbie Reyes is a 5-star. Johnny Blaze is the original 4-star. Zero is the new 4-star. And Alejandra is the 2-star. So you're saying there's a chance.
Sure, why not?
Do it, in devs.
In the Zombie Slayer Challenge that's going on, let me refresh the screen here.
Oh, right. Blue Wolf. I thought there was another one, and it's Deadpool. It's the Deadpool Vengeance that I was thinking of. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. I use that one every day, too.
Yeah.
In the zombie thing, the good old team out there in the universe is at 197.9 million.
Yeah.
Of the 200 million needed. Does that end today or tomorrow? I've forgotten.
I would hope tomorrow.
Oh, week 4 is the 24th to the 30th.
30th, yeah.
That's Pacific time, right, though? So you got until, 3 a.m. Eastern probably to finish this up?
I don't know.
Oh, no, it says deadline 5 p.m. That's for the leaderboard. The deadline is 5 p.m. Pacific every Wednesday.
But according to Blue Wolf, thanks again, Blue Wolf, they said that we would get a little extra time tomorrow.
Oh, so apparently they want to get everybody up to that...
We're so close.
Space Stone. That's what you're going to get.
I would hope.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah.
What I got to play to get this?
You got to go kill some zombies, son.
Okay. I'll do that.
And what is it? You use Doctor Strange, Head Pool.
Oh, I use him a lot.
Or Spider-Man. So you have to use Spider-Man with the costume, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I thought the other Deadpool was in here somewhere, but
Deadpool is in there. Spirit of Vengeance. Deadpool, any of the unique characters, Hitmonkey, Symbiote Jeffrey, Omega Red, Peggy Carter, Armor Wars Vulture, or Samurai Dokken are all bonus points. And then the Midnight Suns, Agatha Harkness, Blade, Elsa Bloodstone, Johnny Blaze, Hunter, Magic, Morbius. Those are bonus points.
But just killing the zombies gets you 1 point per zombie.
Yeah.
In any case, kill zombies.
Zombie.
We need 3 or 2.1 million more.
Yeah, that's the news.
Sweet.
You got anything?
I can dig it. News-wise?
Yeah.
Not really.
Town will be slightly less crazy Saturday. Trump's not coming now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. We found out that he's not coming.
Backed out?
Yeah. Why would he want to go to the Ohio State-Penn State game at Penn State? It didn't make any sense. But
some rich person who owns a booth invited him.
Oh,
well,
nice.
I know that somebody who owns a booth invited him, but why would he want to show up there? It still doesn't make any sense.
Because he really wants to win Pennsylvania?
Right. So that he could unwittingly support Ohio State, so he could just rub it in J.D. Vance's face.
So that would be funny. I mean,
I have no idea.
I told Vance, this team's no good. They're the worst. Penn State, best team ever. But yeah, between the fact that Fox is going to be here, ESPN's going to be here, and then it was going to be Trump, and the thought was at one point somebody told me that Vance may come and that Walls may come. And I'm like, oh my God.
That's a lot.
This town's just going to explode.
Is this the Big Noon Sunday game?
Yes.
Ooh. Hot dog.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. You're doing the hot dog.
And by Sunday, I mean Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we got both the pregame shows are here. Maybe I'll make a trip up there just so I can hang out with good old worst yinzer of all time, Pat McAfee.
Oh.
and convince him that guy he's got in his show who has that mullet, he should fire him and hire me to be that mullet guy.
Nice.
Because I can sit on that TV show and just talk gibberish once in a while.
But you got to wear a mullet wig.
Oh, I'll just grow my mullet back.
I was going to say.
I had one for many years. I can get back to those days.
I don't know what you're calling a wig there.
It's not a wig. It's my real hair. Doing a Trump there. I can break out my old wedding pictures and stuff. I think I stole my mullet when you hired me, so.
Yeah, probably. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Craigie freaking Powers.
Good old 19 diggity whatever. 97. No. Yeah, 97.
That sounds right.
Yep, 1997. All right, let's move on.
Dude, don't talk about 1997 like that's a date that we've lived through and experienced. We're young and hip. Yeah. I don't even know what the 90s are.
Uh-huh.
I'm 25, yo.
That's true. You are still 25. You should go as that for Halloween. You should dress up like someone who's 25.
Sounds terrible. Sounds absolutely terrible.
Maybe you can walk around with a phone and take a lot of TikToks.
It sounds worse.
I love sounding this like an old man who just hates like young kids. Hang on there with the TikToks. All right, this week, however, on It's Always Sunny, it's a woman's right to chomp.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Gwen Stacy, Spider-Gwen, Gwenom version. This is a 5-star character with a purple, black, and red build. Ooh, I like that. I feel like there aren't enough characters with that color combination.
We're getting a new one. Didn't you say red, black, purple?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
But I may have. I said purple, black, red, but it was exactly what you said, just in a different order, and I'm easily confused.
Well, the new Ghost Rider is that, so.
Oh, nice. All right. Portal Partnership, 9 purple AP. Create 1 random web tile for each tile color that does not contain a special tile. Web tiles accepted, rounded down. Passive, if no web tile exists. When Gwen makes a match in a color, create a random web tile in that color. And that scales up to creating 2 web tiles and costing 1 less AP. That'll make sense to me later, I promise. All right, let's see what March to the Same Beat does. For 8 black AP, deal 2,860 damage, ignoring protect tiles, and stunning the opponent for 1 turn. For every 15 web tiles on the board. I remember that from earlier. Passive, if Gwen's team has 10 or more total AP, Gwen's match damage is reduced to 0 while she fights to maintain control, but ability damage is increased by 25%. That scales up to... Ooh, this is like extra information these days. So that scales up to 16,910 damage. Wow. Ability damage increased by 100% if over 15 AP. And lastly, we have the drum duo costing 10 big red AP. Let's see what this is all about. Deals 1,672 damage plus another hit for every 3 web tiles on the board. Maximum 8 hits. Passive, enemy symbiote match, and ability damage are reduced by 17%. This scales up to 9,434 damage, and reducing enemy symbiote damage by 35%. Hey, that's A-okay. So, I mean, that seems straightforward to me. So, the purple fuels these other 2 abilities. But how do you maximize the purple?
That wasn't a question to us, right?
Nope. I was being introspective for a moment, but then I lost my train of thought because I am also distracted by the little video that's going on here in the corner of my screen. So I was just and then I had to reread the powers to see how I could maximize this person, but I'm going to say 5-4-4.
Interesting. 5-4-4, according to people on the internet, is the 2nd most popular build.
Hey, that's not too shabby.
I went with the ever more popular build, probably because I looked it up, because I'm like, huh? How does this work? So, 3-5-5.
Sure, that seems logical.
So you either focus on the purple or not.
Right. Or you're happy with the cost reduction and Making an extra web tile just isn't that worth it. All right. Not too bad. I don't know if there'll ever be a day where I get to use her, but she seems to be, as far as five stars are, a very serviceable non-meta.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've ever used that character.
She appears to stand on her own 2 feet, which is not really valuable in this game. She has to pair well with others, so I don't know. But, yeah, that is what is Sunny and Xandar, Spider-Gwen, Gwenum.
Very good. Willie, what do you have in this week's mailbag?
All right. First, I believe this came in from the website. Jay Wall, who you might remember, commented quite a bit previously. I have a yelling cat.
Yeah, you do.
Jay Wall says, regarding lightning vaults, I've been so happy to see lightning vaults this anniversary season that you can open without hero points. Have any of you redeemed ISO or CP for decent rewards?
No.
For what now? Sorry, I couldn't get over the cat. Someone tell me where I am and what's happening.
Have you bought it?
No, seriously. Like I've been trying to participate a lot for me, what I would consider a lot in all the anniversary events. So if this is anniversary related, I think I can contribute.
Sorry, I had to see if I could go satisfy her so she would stop wailing. The lightning vaults. He said he was happy to see them. Have you redeemed ISO or command points for decent rewards out of the lightning vault?
No, I don't even know what a lightning vault is. What's wrong with me?
So
they're just quick temporary vaults to get stuff?
If you go into your recruit heroes under vaults, there is there's currently, on my screen, an 11th anniversary lightning vault where you can spend either 1,000 or 6,000 hero points to get stuff. What he's referring to is these swap out regularly, and sometimes you get a lightning vault that will take ISO or command points to buy stuff in the lightning vault.
I have never seen such a thing. I have seen the one you described, Ray, but I have not seen the alternate versions. I'll keep an eye out.
I did once, I think, when I brought it up and saw that it was command points, and there was like roster slot and a couple different packs of legendary tokens. I'm like, well, that seems worth it because I've got a ton of command points.
Right.
A lot of people don't have a ton of command points, so not as much worth it. But yeah, like almost always, every time I've looked, there's been a roster slot in the Lightning Vault. So if you can get those cheap, or for currency you don't normally use, that's the way to go. All right, so I also got, over on the subreddit, a message from our very own Samurai about the board game bracket. He says he's casting a vote for Catan, and here's why. Back in grad school, our historical wargaming group, of course you had a historical wargaming group, decided to blow off some steam by playing something much simpler. Sorry, which, if you recall, is what Catan was going up against. And being grad students, we decided it needed to be a drinking game.
Also seems reasonable.
Kids, do not, and I truly mean do not, try this at home. The rules were simple. If somebody knocks one of your pieces off the board back to the start, take a drink. What we did not realize, having not played this game since we were very young children, is that your pieces run into this a lot, especially in a four-player game. After the first 15 minutes of playing, people just gave up on winning. Their only purpose was to be kingslayers. Folks began to hunt pieces like lions chasing gazelle. He says, I honestly don't remember if anyone actually got a piece safely home. After about an hour of playing, we were too inebriated to continue, and multiple players had a sudden and violent regret about their decision to play.
Yeah,
I approve this game.
I still have a copy of Sorry on my shelf as a warning to posterity. I don't know how fun that would be. I mean, I don't know. I don't get drunk anymore.
Now?
So.
That sounds like the worst thing ever.
Right.
Right.
26, 27 years ago? That sounds awesome.
So there you go. Lightning vaults and a fun story. That's what's in the mailbag this week. Thanks, Willie.
Nice.
Thanks, Willie. All right. So let's move on to the board game O bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Ray, what was the winner from last week?
So last week, as I just mentioned, we had Catan versus the Sorry board game. That was a clear victory. People definitely like playing Catan more. What is that, 75% of the vote went to Catan?
Wow.
That's fair. I mean, it's a shame because Sorry's a great game, but Catan isn't pretty excellent game as well.
Yeah. So there you go. That's your result, Catan. Moving forward, in the final of the first round of the brackets this week, we have Stratego going up against Chutes and Ladders. Is nice. Stratego going first?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
Ask me, right?
Yeah.
All right. Stratego. This is a classic strategy board game for two players. This is on a 10x10 square where you each have pieces in a kind of Napoleonic flair that represent soldiers of some type. Let's see. What is there? There is... and it's effectively you're playing kind of capture the flag, right? So there's a flag which cannot move. There are bombs. I think you get 6 of them. Those can also cannot move. They are quite often placed to protect your flag. Then counting down from kind of lowest to highest or highest to lowest, I suppose that's how you reveal. There is a spy character whose only ability to win is to capture the marshal. So in general, in old time Stratego, it's the marshal was the number one, right? The numbers went up?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so the lower number always beat the higher number, except for the spy, who had a rank of S, and he could kill the marshal.
Hey, is that where S tier came from?
No.
No.
But so you had a marshal, a general, two colonels, three majors, four captains, four lieutenants, four sergeants, five minors, and eight scouts. The miners had a special power. They are the only people who could defuse a bomb and not die. Anybody else runs into a bomb, bomb stage, you go bye-bye.
Yeah, that's why you have so many scouts.
Yeah, exactly. Go find the bombs.
Yep.
This is, you know, pretty much a game where you want to send your pieces around the board, try and figure out which piece on your enemy's side is the flag. And go and, you know, it's most likely got some bombs around it somewhere.
Right, it's the one surrounded by three bombs.
Defuse said bombs, and then, capture that flag. Or you can also win if you take out all of the pieces that can move, or if they are positioned in some way where they cannot move.
Right.
Like, if, for example, another numbered piece is also stuck behind three bombs and cannot move. Then it's not a valid piece and your opponent would lose.
Oh,
nice. We were talking earlier. I don't know if anyone else has played this. When I was young, a friend of mine had Electronic Stratego, which, yes, very much changes the game because when you combated your opponent, you did not find out what the other piece was. You put the little pieces over in this little side thing and they were like keyed on the bottom, like in the plastic, and you push them down and it would just tell you which side won. So you didn't know if your spy just ran into... You know, I suppose your scout, which is normal, right? Did your scout just die to a miner, or did it die to a marshal, or did it die to a bomb? You have no idea. So it changed the game quite a bit. So I enjoyed that version. Your mileage may vary, but that's Stratego.
Okay,
nice.
So it is going up against Chutes and Ladders.
All right, let's take a moment and talk about Moksha Patam.
Whoa.
Once upon a time,
oh, what now?
In ancient India, they wanted a fun way to teach people about moral lessons. And as you moved around this grid, if your turn ended on you doing something virtuous, you would be advanced along the board up a ladder. But if you did, if you indulged in a vice or did something sinful, you would be propelled downward on a snake. And thanks to British colonialism, it became snakes and ladders. And then thanks to the fine folks at Milton Bradley, it became chutes and ladders, which is what I was obviously first exposed to. And it's so you move 100 spaces is the purpose of the game. And you, no pun intended, snake across the board from left to right, and then from right to left, and you alternate every row. And again, if your turn ends on the start of a chute or ladder, you either move forward in the numbers or downward towards the beginning, depending on, you know, where you've landed. And each one of the chutes and ladders does seem to still represent a child making either a virtuous choice or a less virtuous choice. So be cautious If you think you can reach that cookie jar on the high shelf, you cannot. But if you snag that ladder in what is it, 81, that shoots you right to the finish? It just scoops over like the last two rows. It's not the big mega ladder from like getting a cat out of a tree or anything like that, but it's pivotal. Pivotal strategy ladder.
Ian knows way more about the board setup than I do.
Yeah, I play a lot of shoots.
I did not know when I looked up this game to see if I remember it, that this is where the phrase going back to square one comes from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think it's in the Milton Bradley version, but in apparently the older versions, there was a snake that took you. It looks like it's from square 73 on the board I'm looking at, all the way back to square one.
Wow, that's brutal.
So that
that was too much for American audiences. They cut it off at 24. You went from like 78 to like 24, possibly even higher. I don't know. That cookie jar was a menace.
I posted the image there in the chat.
Oh, that's some classic snakes and ladders.
But you see that goes, you're going from up there all the way back down on that to square one.
Yeah, that's brutal.
So I never knew that's where that phrase came from. But
yeah, I didn't realize until we did this segment, I had no idea that this was an ancient Indian game.
Yeah, me neither, to be honest. I just assumed it was a Milton Bradley, you know.
Yeah, I thought so too, but nice to know that they definitely stole it from ancient cultures.
You know, like they do.
Yeah, of course. I just wanted it to be known. I didn't think it was odd or unexpected. So, once again, we will put the decision to you, brave listeners. We've got chutes, we've got ladders, we've got strategos. You can choose the white flag emoji if you think Stratego is going to win this week, or you can choose the ladder emoji if you think that chutes and or ladders is the winner this week. It's available here in the Discord. And then all the ways that we can normally reach Willy is the way to let your voice be heard and vote for either Chutes and Ladders or Stratego. Send that to Willie. He'll get it to Ray, and we will read the results live on the air. Join us next week for our very first foray into the next round.
Yes, next week is round two.
Nice.
Hopefully Ray has the results from round one that he can tell me what they were so I can fill out the bracket.
I certainly do. Do you want me to send you an image? Or?
Sure.
Okay.
I just have the PDF of the blank one, so I can fill it out. I should have been doing that as we went each week, but I did not. So thanks, as always, to Insert Your Name Here, Afi. If you would like to insert your name there, please become a patron, and we will insert your name there, Afi. Hey, boost the characters. It's still the same.
Gotta do the intro, brah.
Oh, sorry, dude. Once again, I am Franz.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump
you up.
You up. Bad job, brah.
Sorry, dude.
Oh my god, please stop.
I can't. It's all my kid says.
Oh. Well, that's because he's got the riz.
He's got too much riz. But the bra takes it out of it. Bra. Sometimes it's a bro. Sometimes I get bro. And I like that marginally more. Yes. Again, we are definitely winding down on the anniversary season. And this could be the last of the extended boosted list. So keep earning that double ISO and keep enjoying your boosted season. And this week for the infographic, our very own UNC Samurai has provided you with a very detailed description and recipe included on how to make fare like those elote twice baked potatoes that we mentioned last week in our or dope. So the pictures, they looked like they turned out great. I'm excited to try them myself. I'm going to make a copy of this recipe and see if I can't make my life a little bit better. But that's it.
Very good. Ian, then, why don't you pop open a cold pop pop?
Oh, no. Pop pop. All right. First of all, I am down to the final sampling from my Wisconsin root beer sampler pack. And this is none other than the Oak Creek Blonde Root Beer. Not a sponsor. Blonde root beer, you ask? It's weird looking. The rich caramel color is something that I look forward to in a root beer. So I was a little apprehensive, but it had a decent nose on it. It's a little, again, like its appearance, it's a little light. It's got like, almost like a vanilla, cinnamon, nutmeg kind of aroma to it, as opposed to the caramely, rooty sarsaparilla-y ones that I'm used
to. What is the color, did you say?
It's like a, it's a blonde color. It's clear with a hint of yellow in it. Yeah, it's totally, totally bizarre. It's not like Crystal Pepsi bizarre, but it's definitely the first blonde root beer I've encountered. And I think what it's about, it's very, very similar to Craig's White Birch Beer in flavor, because this is sweetened with, instead of cane sugar, it's sweetened with brown sugar.
Oh.
And it gives it a molasses-y quality.
I would try this.
Yeah, you might like it. I definitely found it odd, but I also feel similarly about White Birch Beer.
Yeah.
So, if you come across Oak Creek Blonde Root Beer, sweetened with, brown sugar, very, very interesting flavor.
Yeah, I told you. So you missed the essence of the White Birch Beer, that when it's crisp, it tastes like, those wintergreen mints, which vaguely taste like Pepto-Bismol?
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
See, that doesn't sound like a draw. Mm. You on what you just described, you might as well lump in with black licorice. Say that's in there too. Yum.
Yeah, that makes me shudder.
Yeah, that's a downer. But I don't want to yuck on someone else's yum. So keep enjoying that beverage and reach for an Oak Creek if you get a chance. Blonde root beer.
You should patent that phrase.
I don't think I can. I think it's very popular.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, again.
Well, you don't have the riz.
The last 10 years of my life has revolved around young children.
Yes, I do not have the riz. This is correct.
Yeah.
I've never had the riz. I'm never going to get the riz.
Poor rizless Craig.
Yeah, I am without riz for a long time.
Riz-free is the way to be. Well, then let me lead you with some science-y type questions.
All right.
And see where this week's other pop is going. Do you know what silver fulminate does?
No.
All right. What if you took a very, very, very small amount of that, mixed it with a little coarse sand, maybe a little gravel, rolled it up in a cigarette paper, twisted the end, made it look like a little cherry, and threw it at one of your siblings? Would it in fact be the greatest firework during the 4th of July, or the greatest firework of all time?
Wow, that's pretty strong.
I think bang snaps are probably the greatest firework of all time. Bang snaps are, like, the gross snakes that leave a black mark on the ground, smoke bombs, even, like, Roman candles and fountains. Tanks are a close, they're up there. But bang snaps, they're even better than sparklers. They never lose their appeal. I don't know why they're not enjoyed year-round. I don't know if that would kind of diminish their excellence, but... I don't like a lot about the 4th of July, but bang snaps are something that I deeply look forward to.
Huh.
They spark a little bit if you throw them in the dark, and they give you that that nice cap gun sulfur smell when you're all
right.
Done.
That's true. That's nice.
Mm. Oh, and they're packed in sawdust. That's great.
Yeah, that's true.
Forever packed in sawdust. So when you're all done, you can just let the sawdust out in the wind and pretend like that's a firework also. Again, when you're a child, sometimes when you're an adult.
Alpha Team says you can bite them.
I'm not going to do that.
No, thank you.
I don't know that I'm going to try that either. I don't mind, having them thrown at me and trying to punch them out of the air or kick them or, even bounce off me. But I don't know that I would try to bite them. That sounds like a...
No, I'll stick to
that.
That
sounds like a Florida man bites entire box of bang snaps.
Yeah. I'll stick to biting the, the Winto Mint Lifesavers or what it is if I want a spark in my mouth. Whatever that flavor is that you can, fluoresces in the dark.
Aaron DX says you can bite them once.
You can do anything once.
Oh, so there you have it.
My father hung me at a hook once.
Exactly.
Right.
Once.
Oak Creek Blonde Root Beer and bang snaps. Get him in any roadside tent. One full month before the 4th of July.
You know, Ian, we have this fireworks store in town that no one's ever gone to. Yeah, I wonder if they carry them year-round.
Oh, they may have. Is it where
the old Sheets is over
the
there
old
in Lamont.
By my folks?
Yeah.
And by Ray?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've never been in there.
Yeah, no one's ever been there.
Turns out I don't love fireworks. I got some crazy news.
Ooh.
Speaking of that. And just regarding the fact that I am, in fact, 25, I have been, Craig, I wouldn't say borderline you, but I have been cranking out old man energy like you wouldn't believe. I had a customer today. They were like, hey, I know you're going to close soon, but if I hurry there, can I really get my computer? And I was like, don't rush. Buckle up. Take your time. It's just a computer. I'll stay 5 or 10 minutes late if you need me to. Just be careful. And they were like, all right, Dad. I was like, I'm sorry. I can't help it. That's the zone I've been living in, and I've just gotten comfortable.
Put your helmet on, son. Jesus. But Dad, when you were a kid, helmets didn't even exist yet for bison. Yeah, I know. Look what happened to me.
Yeah, they were only whispers of a thing when I was.
Yeah, there's no kid in our school who ever wore a helmet. Come on now.
No. I mean, eventually I did. Eventually I got on board, but in the moment I was, there were no helmets to be had.
Oh. You got the big banana seat. You put like 3 kids on one bike.
Yeah,
there's no helmets.
I was gonna say, even when I was younger, I feel like it would have not been a terrible idea when I was like, hey, this is the really steep sledding hill.
That's
it's
right.
Summertime. I bet I could go down there. I bet I could surf my big wheel down this hill.
You're doing great.
I could not, just so you know.
But you got close. It was really close.
I sure tried.
All right.
So thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnified. Ian, you got Steam open.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I do. What? Oh, no. Are you hurt?
Well, no. I just opened up mine. It said, hey, there's an update.
Oh, yeah. Where did you think my story came from?
Oh, I don't know.
I started that story, and I was like, updating 15%. I was like, all right, time for a story.
Well played, sir.
Yeah. So here we go. Get my token. See what's going on here. It's the old 4-star kingpin.
Okie doke. I'm only doing one. Oh, and it's purple.
Ooh.
Not Hopple. It is Nova. Call in the Nova Corps.
Nice. That was exactly what you were hoping for.
Sure.
You were hoping for Not Hopple. That's what you got.
Exactly.
It's just what I always wanted, so perfectly right.
Wow.
It's just what
that
I always wanted.
That takes my Nova to a 3-4-3.
A Christmas delight.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a nice even build thus far.
Dad, I've been open like 10 of these things. Wiccan.
Do it, Doug.
TV's Wiccan. Quake. X-Force Wolverine. There's a Hot Pool Fair Trade. Another Quake. Nova. Nova Prime. Cletus. Jessica Drew. Bishop. And Dr. Kabong. Good old Dr.
Right.
Kabong.
Yeah, I forgot all about him some days.
Yeah. So what does get my Hot Pool? 325 on the Hot Pool. Getting there. Good times. Thanks, as always, to this guy.
Yeah, this guy.
My Nova guy's up at a 443. Man.
Nice.
People are filling out. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is known as the soon-to-be-named network, can be found at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It is us broadcasting alongside of a bunch of other great shows. You can find direct links to all of our shows at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
What a really great audience. Anything else to go to the order?
I had it, but I lost it. Sorry.
Oh, no.
I don't know. It could have been Puzzle Quest related, yeah. But I just don't remember.
Well, I just want to say happy Halloween to everyone, and go vote on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Please do.
That's a good plan. Or before, if you want to go early vote.
I just can't do
it. Just make sure by the next time you hear Craig's sweet, sweet voice, make sure you've voted.
I'm too old for this newfangled voting thing. I have to go on the day.
Did you know that
yes?
Pennsylvania passed a law that you can go to your county seat and get a mail-in ballot and vote, like,
for
in
sure.
person anytime early?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was unaware of that until about a month
ago. Oh, mail-in voting ended yesterday.
Yeah, it's too late now.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, the early in-person is going on. My mother-in-law just did it yesterday, I think.
Yeah, there's a couple of places in town that are doing it that have that. But yeah, like I said, I'm old. I got to do my thing. I'll go Tuesday.
Yeah, my only grouse is that they've changed my polling station to the like the township building,
mm-hmm.
and it used to be in the one of the local churches. Man, when it was in the local churches, the ladies were in the kitchen making lunch. They were making baked goods. I was like, oh, yeah, I get to have a democracy dog and my vote in soup. She's going to make homemade dumplings. Huh. And I was like, this is going to be the best. And now I'm like, oh, the municipal building.
Yeah, I get that experience still at the Lions Club because they've got a kitchen in there. So I go in there and I'm like, all right, what soups are still left when I go in to vote, you know? You know,
yeah.
They're like, okay, well, there's a ham and bean or something. I'm like, all right, you know.
Yep, I was going to say, by that hour, probably just the ham and bean. Maybe a beef barley if you're lucky.
Our church does it that we go to doesn't do anything about that. We just go in and vote.
Man,
yeah, Lions Club where I go, yeah, it's they always have something. It's at least always just pies or something, you know, that you can purchase.
Yeah.
So usually I'll see what's exciting to me. You know, obviously it depends what time of day I can get there. You know, what your choices are.
Right.
If I get there late, then the choices are not so much. All right, but that's it. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them at Willie's mailbag, and we will have them here on the show. If you feel like giving us a bone, click on the Amazon banner on our homepage and buy yourself some late, ship it really fast Halloween stuff, and we will get something ourselves. That's it. Goodbye for now, and remember, kids, what do you do with a Drax's daughter? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.